Good morning. It's 8464C8. This is a brand new segment. It's called Ask the Expert. And our special expert this morning is Beth Rolton. She's a special counsel with Travis Schultz and Partners here in town. She joins me this morning. Good morning, Beth. Nice to have you in studio. How are you?
Good morning, Murray. Lovely to be here. Thank you.
Really interesting things to talk about. You know, in some ways, it's a badge of honour here in tropical North Queensland. People like to be so relaxed. It's more about just getting the job done. You don't have to dot all your I's and cross all the T's. It's just that man way of getting things sorted out. But unfortunately, if there's an incident, if there's an accident, somebody has to pay the price. And you were telling me earlier, and it was really interesting just to see the events that occurred that led up to the charge of industrial manslaughter here in Queensland. Dreamworld, what happened there with that ride and that shocking incident which impacted many families, but also an incident that I don't know so much about that happened at Eagle Farm, the racecourse there. Tell me a little bit more about those backgrounds and how they led to industrial manslaughter here in Queensland.
Both of those incidents were terrible tragedies that happened in Queensland, and it prompted a review of our workplace health and safety laws, and they did a very thorough review of those and determined that we needed a charge for industrial manslaughter to be introduced into our legislation. And the reason being was that a charge of industrial manslaughter against those who are completely responsible for workplace health and safety on every work site is a massive deterrent and an incentive for workplaces to get their health and safety right on every single work site.
And look, you know, you see these type of things in the building industry. It doesn't matter what type of industry that you're in, there's always those risks in workplace. So I think people need to really focus on some of the things that we're about to talk about. Tell me about a decision that's just been made in recent times. It was actually just last month. Jeffrey Owen became the first person to be found guilty of industrial manslaughter here in Queensland, since it's actually just been introduced back in 2017. Just tell me a little bit more about that particular incident, what occurred, and I guess why this decision has been so important here in Queensland.
Well, on the 25th of March this year, Mr. Owen was actually found guilty of industrial manslaughter, and he's the first individual in Queensland to have been charged and prosecuted with this particular offence. So, by way of background, he had a business down in Gympie and they did motor rewinding. So this particular day, a generator arrived, it was on the back of a truck and it had to be moved off the truck. So Mr. Owen asked his friend to come and assist him to move the generator off the truck. He used a forklift to do that. So Mr. Owen was operating the forklift, and the forklift itself wasn't actually graded to lift the weight of the generator. So in order to counterweight the forklift, he had his friend stand on the back of it. And in doing so, the forklift has toppled over and very sadly killed the friend. Also of relevance in this case is that Mr. Owen didn't actually hold a license to operate a forklift, and he didn't have any workplace health and safety policies in place in order to deal with how to remove a generator off the back of a truck. There was certainly other options available to him. He could have hired a crane to lift it up off the back of the truck. But it really goes to that, let's just get the job done, let's do what we have to do. And unfortunately for everyone involved in that case, it can end in absolute tragedy has resulted in Mr. Owen spending time in jail for his actions.
Just an interesting thing with that particular set of circumstances as well. You said he'd basically got a friend and coming back to, hey, let's just get the job done. Hey, mate, can you come and help me here? So, you know, his friend was not an employee. Wouldn't that have changed the circumstances for Mr. Owen?
Certainly that was one of the arguments that they raised, that he wasn't in fact a worker and therefore didn't fall within the ambit of the legislation. However, there is provision for volunteers, and in this case, the friend was there assisting with the task. He wasn't merely a bystander, and because of that, he was held to be a volunteer and fell within the definition of worker.
Okay, well, look, let's talk about the bigger picture, because, I mean, so many companies that you see working in all types of areas, you know, they're companies. You know, you might have employees that are actually there on the ground, but they're owned by a company. So who can be charged, the individuals in charge or the overall owning company?
Everyone, really. Anyone who is responsible for safety in that work site.
So that'll be both the, you know, the manager and, of course, the ownership, the company.
Absolutely. Yeah, it goes right up to the CEO. Yeah. Anyone who's responsible for safety and has has the ability to influence safety. So nobody can hide. If you are involved in as a manager or as a CEO or on the board of directors for a large organisation, you could personally be charged with industrial manslaughter.
It's pretty sobering. As we wrap up this morning, you know, just as a general process, just to remind people of how important it is, what happens if there is an injury at work? What type of processes may start to fall into place after an injury?
So whether it's a fatality or a serious injury, there is an obligation to report that injury to Workplace Health and Safety, and they will do investigations. So they're not going to investigate every single incident, but those more serious incidents, they certainly have to investigate. And then through that investigation process, they determine whether or not charges need to be laid against those responsible for maintaining the workplace health and safety culture and making sure that culture is paramount and is at the forefront of every decision that's made, so workers feel safe and can come home from work and know that they're not going to be endangered.
We're talking about millions of dollars worth of fines to companies, years in jail for individuals, or a combination of both, depending on the actual circumstances. It's something to get across. It's called industrial manslaughter. There are laws in place here in Queensland. If you'd like to know more, Beth Rolton, she's the special counsel and my special guest this morning with Ask the Expert. She's from Travis Schultz and Partners in Appland Street. Wonderful to see you. We'll catch you in a couple of weeks' time. Thanks, Beth.
Thanks very much for having me, Murray. In 2020.